a comprehensive survey of the other occupants of the library. To have called them mourners would have been just the sort of bad joke Jolly would have appreciated. There was Jolly's only surviving son, Uncle Carlson, and his wife. What was her name? Lona? Mona? Didn't matter. Pandora saw them sitting stiff-backed and alert in matching shades of black. They made her think of crows on a telephone wire just waiting for something to fall at their feet. Cousin Ginger, sweet and pretty and harmless, if rather vacuous. Her hair was Jean Harlow blonde this month. Good old Cousin Biff was there in his black Brooks Brothers suit. He sat back, one leg crossed over the other as if he were watching a polo match. Pandora was certain he wasn't missing a word. His wife, was it Lori? Had a prim, respectful look on her face. From experience, Pandora knew she wouldn't utter a word unless it were to echo Biff. Uncle Jolly had called her a silly, boring fool. Hating to be cynical, Pandora had to agree. There was Uncle Monroe looking plump and successful and smoking a big cigar, despite the fact that his sister, Patience, waved a little white handkerchief in front of her nose. Probably because of it, Pandora corrected. Uncle Monroe liked nothing better than to make his ineffectual sister uncomfortable.